Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mincha Maariv today is at 7 and at 7:55 p.m. We hope to see you at 1 or all of the minyanim. Continuing our discussion of the bracha of Goal Yisrael, mentioning redemption next to tefillah. I mentioned last week that I would bring in a couple of different books that may be an opportunity to enhance our tefillot. If you want to pause and study and reflect a little bit. So there's all kinds of books available. So another book that we brought in last week was Tefillah Kel Chasa, that gives us parameters of how to daven halachically. Yeshiva University has produced a series of books called Mitocha Ohel, which is supposed to represent an array of opinions, an array of hashkafot, an array of attitudes within halachic Judaism. And they produced a series called Tefillah Sachol, Mitocha Ohel Tefillah Sachol, which specifically focus on the weekday prayers. So there's an essay in this sefer written by Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Mordechai Willig is a Rosh Hashiva at YU, on the Smicha Gula LeTefillah, that you're supposed to mention redemption next to Tefillah. And he points out a simple machlokes, whether the imperative to mention Gula next to Tefillah is applicable both at night and at day. It seems to be there's a machlokas in the Gemara, and the reason it perhaps would not be applicable at night is because the Geula itself, the redemption from Egypt, was not completed at night. We can only invoke Geula once it's been completed. We're only supposed to invoke Geula once it's been completed during the day. There's a number of halachic ramifications for that, potentially Tosos and the Vilna Gaon may indicate that you can only therefore recite Geula LeTefillah at nighttime when Kriya Shema is applicable. But there's one conclusion that Rabbi Willig makes, which I think is very, very profound. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos that says, one who fulfills this mitzvah of Geula LeTefillah, there's two guarantees. If you fulfill the mitzvah of Geula LeTefillah in the morning, then the Gemara says you're not going to be hurt all day. You're going to be safe all day. There's an extra shmira, there's an extra guarding that takes place. And if you fulfill Smicha Geula LeTefillah at night, then you are going to be rewarded with a special portion in the world to come. So what's the difference between night and day? Why does the Gemara make that distinction? So Rabbi Willig doesn't suggest this, but if you examine why night, the Geula of night is different from the Geula of the day, at night the Geula is not complete yet. Right? At night we may not be completely obligated to recite the Geula because the Geula was not complete at night, the redemption from Egypt was not complete at night, but during the day the redemption was already complete. So if you recognize the completeness of the redemption, then you're going to have a safe day, the Gemara says, right? If you understand that God redeemed us from Egypt, that and you invoke that next to tefillah, you're going to have a safe day. But if you recognize that the redemption is incomplete, that we're still part, we're still in this very long night of galus, of exile, and we still have to work to achieve the redemption, we still have to work, we're still waiting for God to ultimately redeem us, then the Gemara guarantees that you're going to benefit Olam Abba, you're going to benefit in the world to come when the redemption will be complete. That simple acknowledgement of the redemption being incomplete in this moment will guarantee us when the redemption is complete to be able to participate. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Amar Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezak Yisrael, Ficha Chir Balehem Tor Mitzvah, Shnei Mad Nechvetz Man Sikho, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.